Gossip.
Powered by You by Emar, Dubai's most rewarding loyalty program. Join now on youbyemar.com.
Okay, what you got for us?
Demi Lovato photographed for the first time in 2 months since her near-fatal overdose. She was seen using her day pass from her rehab facility, so she's still there, but they are allowed to, I guess, leave for a certain time.
Okay.
From her appearance, she had a coffee in her hand, she was wearing a hat, she was smiling, she was speaking to someone else. She looked a lot healthier, a lot happier.
Okay.
Demi's also been seen around the facility with Wilmer Valderrama, who's been by her side since the day she was hospitalized.
Will they get back together, you think, or no?
I don't know. I wonder if her addiction had anything to do with their breakup.
Probably,
in the first place.
Probably. So, the same way that it happened with Ariana Grande and Mac Miller.
Yeah.
You know, in love. But this addiction that he had, which ended up taking his life, ended their relationship. She said she couldn't have it. She couldn't do it anymore. What else you got for us?
Drake, seriously ill this week. He ended up canceling 2 Miami concerts this weekend. His team tried to keep it top secret and said it was production issues, which is why they had to cancel it. But then Drake posted up a statement on Instagram to clarify. He said, "I got so ill so fast. I had never experienced anything like that in my life."
Getting old, bro. That's what happens.
Yeah, thank you to the 2 doctors and nurse that helped me with the round-the-clock care. So I guess it must have been really serious if he was around the clock, you know?
He's probably had a little bit of a flu.
2 doctors around the clock?
That's because he's Drake. All that money, and if I was sick and I had all that money.
That's you, though, Chris.
I wouldn't have a personal doctor.
I'd build a hospital out the back.
Like, you love that, though. Not everyone does.
I'd be sitting there with like 14 doctors and nurses, and they're going to probably like, "He's only got a flu. Pretend he's got more, and let's really look after him."
That's because you love it.
You love the drama.
You know, Drake's going to write a song about it. You know, he's going to be like sitting there trying to work out, okay, now. Because, you know, Drake writes a song about everything in his life.
Yes. Mm.
So he's going to write, I think we might have that, about his hospital visit.
No, really? We don't.
Coming up next, finally.
No, we do not. Coming up next is the smart home. Chris Brown and Rita Ora. That's your new couple.
I heard about this. Rita Ora, Chris Brown. She was just in Dubai a couple of days ago as well.
I don't know if I like this. They've been teasing a relationship for a few weeks now. They've been like commenting on each other's Instagram. But it looks like it's official. They attended a few shows together at Fashion Week in Milan.
Why don't you like it, Pretty? Why?
Chris Brown. I can't.
Well, you never. So, I mean, what he did was obviously horrible.
And it's the.
You don't forget it. Can you forgive and move on? No, never.
Nah.
Okay, fair enough.
Not what he did, no.
Yep.
And I think Rita Ora, someone who's like this female, like.
Empowered, like.
Woman.
Maybe she's someone that will put him in his place. I believe that he's gone through his own addiction problems as well.
Yeah. Really?
From what I understood.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. This is something that.
Is this inside scoop?
I shouldn't say it.
Are you going to get in trouble?
I shouldn't say this, should I?
Well, now you've teased everyone. Come on.
All right, I'll say it. So, you know when. I was with Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
So Logan Paul is that YouTuber.
Mm. Yeah.
His brother fought in that YouTube fight before Logan Paul fought. And Logan Paul's brother called out Chris Brown and said, "I just beat this guy, this other YouTuber. The next person I want to fight is Chris Brown."
Is he crazy?
That's who he's. Yeah, Chris Brown, like, is a martial artist somewhat. Anyway, Justin Bieber's sitting next to me going, "I hope Chris Brown takes that fight because then he'll be able to clean himself up because he'll have to train a lot." And I was like,
"Oh, why were you withholding this information all along?"
I don't like to pass on this sort of stuff. You know what I mean?
It's too late now.
You know, when Justin Bieber's talking to me, I don't want to, like, you know.
Oh, but look at
anything
this.
Else? Anything else you'd like to tell us about that meeting?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. I can't.
I'll just have to do a story every day about a different celebrity.
But yeah, that's what he said. He said, "Oh, you know, it'll be good for Chris Brown if he takes that fight because he'll clean himself up a little
Interesting.
Bit." Interesting. Insinuating that, you know what I mean?
Something's going on.
Interesting.
There you go.
Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Do we have that Drake song of him rapping about that?
Oh,
we don't.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, there's ain't no.